Hope you're all doing well. Let's continue on in the inyan of tefillah. That's what we've been learning lately. We're learning the inyan of tefillah. So he talked about the importance of davening in a shul. He talked about the importance of davening as a minyan. He talked about the importance of having a makom kavua. He talked about the importance of not talking during davening and about not talking dvar batalim in shul. A lot of very, very nice, basic, important things. So now let's move on into the next thing he discusses, which is v'inyan tefilas vasikin. So he has a very big chiddush here in vasikin. He holds that according to the Rambam, it's a chiyuv gomor, and if you're over and don't daven kevasikin, it's nikra over al divrei chachamim. Now he says the other person don't paskin that way, but they do paskin. They do paskin that it's an inyan gadol. Kama shiflugu chazal me'oid v'yiftichu she'eino nizoik kol hayoyim kulay. Now v'chizkiyahu ha'melech shechazal amro olav shebikesh ha'kadosh baruch hu la'asoyso mashiach. Even Chizkiyahu HaMelech, what was one of his biggest chosim that he davened kevasikin? For Rav Bruna, there was a Gemara in Rav Bruna that they saw Rav Bruna smiling from ear to ear, and they asked him, "Why are you smiling?" And he said, "Because today I had this chos to daven kevasikin." So kevasikin is definitely a very, very big inyan. V'das kama poiskim shetfilas kevasikin odif mitfil b'tzibur. Okay, and it's even odif than tefillin. Let's say you don't have your tefillin, but you want to daven kevasikin. Some shittos hold you're allowed to daven kevasikin, even if you're not going to have your tefillin. Then he brings a fascinating piece from Rabbi Yonason Miprag. Rabbi Yonason Miprag writes in his Pirush on Eicha. We'll leave it to Rabbi Chaim Kuniashki to dig up this Rabbi Yonason Miprag on Eicha, that he says like this. The Pasuk in Eicha says, Sakoisa be'onon loch me'avor tefila, that you brought a cloud over the sky on the day of the Chorban. So why is there a cloud over the sky on the day of the Chorban? So Zakt Rabbi Yonason Miprag, that the pshat is because Hashem, there was a gzera that the Chorban had to take place today. That was the day of the Chorban had to take place. But had the Yidden gotten up and davened kivasikin, that it should not have happened, they would have been able to overcome that gzera. So Memela, Hashem made it cloudy the day of the Chorban so that the Yidden wouldn't know what day, what time was Vasikin. And that way, they wouldn't daven Kvasikin and the Chorban could happen. Unbelievable pshat. So you see this chus of daven Kvasikin. And then he goes on and says, and even if you're not going to daven Kvasikin, it's not an excuse to wake up late. You still have to daven orally. Like it says in Gemara Brachas, Kadimu v'chashichu l'beik nishta, kiyechi d'toruchu chayai. You should always come to shul early, and that will give you arichus yamin. V'amu hashkamas beis hamedrash, we say every day in the davening, hashkamas beis hamedrash, shachris v'arvis, coming to shul early is from the things which brings perisem bo'ilam hazeh, v'akerin kayem es loy, lo'ilam haba. V'amu tzarech adam l'hashkim l'tfilah, she'en l'cha gedoyla min ha'tfilah. We're going to read next week in Parshas Balak. Hein Am Kelavi Yakum. Bilam praised the Klal Yisrael that they get up early like a lion. Omdim Karayos Mimitasan Likashma Velatfila. Ramu Tamit Chacham Al Yikonis Bachreina. Tekoru La Pesheva Atzel. Lassid Lava Yikuru Kulam Beshema Pesheva Atzel. So he says like this. If a person is lazy in this world and comes late, in the next world he's going to have a nickname that he's the lazy one. Now, he's going to have a terrible embarrassment from that. Okay? Now, imagine that you got a nickname in high school. You know, they used to call you, I don't know, Fatso. Oh, here he comes, fat guy. So it's not very complimentary. And probably the first time they called you that, you were very, 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 very embarrassed. So what about the second time and the third time they called you? And eventually, that just became your name. No one really thought twice about it. Right? So eventually, they just, whatever. Not very nice, but there's, you know, fine. That was your name. You know, your friends called you that lovingly and et cetera. So Dr. Chaim, that only works in this world that, you know, you get used to it. But he said in the next world, Any busha that someone has will remain the same level busha the first minute as it will lenetzach nitzachim. Every day they call the guy Otzel, he will feel as embarrassed as he did the first day. Because the busha, you don't get used to it in Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, it's all about the emes. It's not about what you get used to. And if the emes is that your title is Otzel, then when they refer to that, there will be a tremendous busha that a person will say, hey, I didn't use my potential properly. So a person, Zakta Gemara Brachis, that lost love, a person is going to be called an Otzel. He says a tremendous busha. You have to, that level of busha is unbelievable. Okay. And it's the first halach in Shulchan Aruch. Yizgaber ka'ari. Lamuid ba'boike la'avoidaz boiroi. Because of a Mishnah, Bura Vafim Yisenu Yitzhar Bachairev, and even if it's cold outside, or it's hot outside, or it's rainy outside, you have to stand up to that. There was one time a Maisa that I heard from Rabbi Natsisyo, I think it went something like this, that his Rabbi Aurelia Lopian was very makbid on this halacha. It says in Shulchan Aruch, he's Gaber Ka'ari, and he would mamash wake up like an Ari. So someone asked, you know, it's every halacha is like this. Why are you so makbid on this halacha? So he says, very simple. He says, you ever took a feher? Yeah. He says, what happens if you fail the first question? He says, if you fail the first question, the rest of the bechinas is downhill from there, right? What if you nail the first question? Oh, if you nail the first question, got it right, then the whole tone of the bechina changes, and now it's all good. So he says, you're going to get up lost at lovely. Hi, Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? Okay, let's take out a Shulchan Aruch. Arba Chelke Shulchan Aruch. And we want to test you if you kept this. Did you keep it or didn't you keep it? Let's just go one by one. A very simple test. It's not, and you know, we don't really care about your answers. We have everything already here. We're just going to answer the questions. So the first question is going to be, the first Sifin Shulchan Aruch, he's Gaber Kari. So he says, I don't want to fail the first question. I want to make sure at least the first question I get, you know, 100 on the I score. If I score the first question, that gives me better hopes for the rest. So that's Amish, what's going on over here. The first halacha is atzlos. The first halacha is to not be lazy. And that's, you know, that's a very, very important thing. Now, there's a few other halachas. He goes one by, you know, there's a few other halachas. At the end of the chapter, he lists off halachas. How many? He lists off 46 halachas in Hilchas Tefillah He lists 46 halachas in Tefillah that people are not aware of. So we're going to get to that hopefully later, maybe the end of the week or next week. We're going to get to that. So in the meanwhile, he continues on and he says how bad it is for a person to be mezalzel in Tefillah. And he says, someone that doesn't take the halachas of tefillah seriously, in the Zohar in Rus, it's brought down that the second floor, Madur Hasheni B'Gehenim, like the second level of Gehenim, is Nikra Shachas. And it's a green fire, and it's very dark, and there's no Rachamim Klal over there. And that, it's like that solitary confinement is for people that don't take davening seriously. It's pretty scary. The next one is Duma, which is even worse, and that's for people that don't say Amen. Okay? And people that talk during the davening. So this stuff is pretty serious. The Ramban says that one rega in Gehenna is kashmi sura yiv, etc. And this is all basically bringing out how serious a person has to take the opportunity to daven. And besides that, it's an oynish not to take it seriously. Davening is also a tremendous opportunity. And we shouldn't be giving up on that opportunity. Okay, now, he says also a person really should wear a jacket during davening, or at least wear bakavadika clothing, and understand you're standing bitznius, and main shum makum chas v'shalom lezalzal bazeh afil b'kayetz. Just because it's the summertime, you shouldn't take it easy. You should wear socks during davening, not like walking with sandals or something like that. You should wear socks. And the ultimately, a person has to know that their hatzlacha in all areas of life will come through davening. Okay, so person, the more that they understand that, the better it is. Now we know it says in Pirkei Avos, you should not make your tefillah keva. You shouldn't make your tefillah keva. Rather, it should be tachanunim lefnei amakim. It should be, you know, an expression of tachanunim. What's the difference between keva and tachanunim? Says the Mishnah Berurah, keva means I'm coming to shul because, oh, it's time for mincha, it's time for ma'ariv, it's time for shachris. I come to shul, which is a great level. I mean, compared to not everyone does that. That's fine. Okay, great. Halavai by everybody. But he says, lemaisa, that's not making your tefillah tachanunim. Making your tefillah tachanunim means that before the davening, you come and you come with a different attitude completely. Not, hey, it's time for mincha, I'm going to miss mincha. Hey, there's something I need, and this is my opportunity to ask for it. And a person before they daven should think to themselves, what is it that I need out of this tefillah? Now, really, we need everything. We need choyin and adas, and we need kapara, and we need slicha, and we need geula, and we need refuah, and we need parnas, and we need kibbutz golis, and we need shoiftim, and we need tzaddikim, and we need yishalayim. We need everything. But it's hard for us to focus on everything. But before the davening, a person should sit from themselves and say, I need a refuah right now, this today. I need das. I have an important meeting. I need to make a decision. Hashem, I feel very, you know, burnt out. I need, you know, bring me close to you. Hashiva Shofteinu. Hashem, you know, Hashivin Avinu Sarzecha. There's people getting me in trouble. Whatever it is, a person can have a specific thing in mind and say, this is what I need out of my tefillah today. Okay? And that's a key of the davening. Now, I'll say something very fascinating, that the Bach says that if a person did not daven in that way, and a person just davened to fulfill the mitzvah, but had no sense of tachanunim, no sense of asking anything in the tefillah, they didn't come forth with the bakasha, according to the Bach, they should repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And the Bir Halach and Simin Tzadiches brings down the Bach, and he says, really, we should repeat Shemoneh Esrei? But he says, we're not going to repeat Shemoneh Esrei because, you know, whoever, if you made the mistake the first time, probably make the mistake the second time. But ultimately, the form of tefillah is supposed to be through a sense of needing something, a sense of deep understanding of the nature of the tefillah. That's really what it's supposed to be. So I think it's a fascinating concept. And you know, what's it called? You know, that's just an incredible concept. But anyway, all right, Rabbi Sai, we will continue into his list of 46 things that, you know, not so well-known facts about tefillah tomorrow. Bezus Hashem. Nice to see everybody on tonight. Kol tov, kol tov.